Yep.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
It's already Thursday.
Yeah.
Dang.
We got a big show for you today. I'm really excited. Pastor Jarrett Petro is going to be in studio from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
Us?
He's been off on his escapades trying to find Johnny Depp.
Oh, I know. That guy. Hey, I'm going to drive down there right now. No, we're not going with you, Pastor Jarrett. No, we're not going to go with you. That's weird.
We're not going on a Johnny Depp scavenger hunt. I love it, dude.
I'm just
going
to go drop my picture off.
So great.
Okay.
Oh, man. So we'll have Jarrett in studio this morning. We're also going to be talking with Michelle Schroff. She's out in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. In fact, Celeste, our afternoon's girl. She had a chance to catch up with her yesterday. We'll re-air that interview. for some reason, like, I did it that way because I was like, dude, she's in Puerto Vallarta. We should have Celeste call her in the afternoon. She can rock a really great interview, and then we'll have it recorded so we can play it back because the time difference isn't the same.
So crazy.
So
oh, wait.
Crazy.
It's the exact same.
No, it's an hour off.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Are they're we, on Texas time.
Oh.
So it's an hour ahead.
Jet lag.
Dude, crazy, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I don't even know how you're going to live when you go out to Puerto
Vallarta. I'm going to get used to the time, and then I'm going to have to come back.
Dude, crazy jet lag. A whole hour.
Yeah.
Whole hour.
Yeah, I know. So. Actually, my husband went to England a few years ago, and he did have crazy jet lag. And he was gone for like 2.5 weeks. And so when he came back, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And like he came back, he was like, hey.
I got to go sleep.
Exactly.
And
I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
But.
I haven't seen you.
But remember how you just got back from England?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you just going to sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, he had to.
Okay.
He got back from England then.
He had an accent.
He had to go to sleep. And he's like, I love.
I said, maybe.
I've got to go to sleep. Poor guy.
That airplane ride was awful.
Did he talk like that?
Yeah, he talked like this.
I really hope when you go to Puerto Vallarta, you come back and you're like, and you sound like Dora the whole time.
Remember when I got back from Costa Rica? I didn't know English.
That's true. That's going to be a little difficult because I don't really know a whole lot of Spanish.
No,
so.
No, you guys brought me back.
Yeah.
You
so,
taught me.
There you go.
Ways.
You will be leaving us in July for a few weeks to go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
That's
and
true.
Michelle Schroff, she's actually out there right now preparing the way.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to her coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. As I said, we'll have Pastor Jarrett in studio this morning as well. We've got a good show. It's Thursday.
I'm so excited.
We've got some fun games today, too.
Hey.
We're cleaning out the prize closet.
Yeah.
So we'll be rocking that. Get your dialing fingers redder. Ready.
Redder. You can get redder, too.
You can get them redder. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Not yet.
Not yet.
When come on, Matthew.
When we play the music.
I don't know. Look at that.
That was fast. Don't do it.
Static.
Yeah. See, they knew.
They knew. I tried. Yeah. I was going to go for it. Oh, well. Instead, we'll just play the daylights.
Yep.
That sounds good. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight, Shape of a Sound. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's early.
It is.
You need one of those pick-me-up stories.
I do.
To, like, get your day started.
Me or just anyone?
Anyone but you.
Yeah.
You seem down. You seem tired.
I'm definitely tired.
You're sleepy. How about this one? I read the story, and I was like, wow, dude. This is a cool story. A SoCal chick. I need, like, cool SoCal music. Did you really? You have SoCal music?
Oh! California.
You really have SoCal music
I
for
do.
Me. Wow. This is amazing. All right.
Sorry.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, SoCal woman is just on a mission to find out who previously owned a Bible she purchased in a used bookstore. This is a good song, bro.
Yeah.
Marion Shirtlift.
doesn't matter. Marion.
Shirtliff.
Shirtliff.
S-H-U-R-T-L-E-F-F.
Shirtliff.
Marion Shirtliff. She's 75, bro. She bought a used Bible from a San Clemente bookstore about 5 months ago to compare verses with... I can't do this.
You were doing such a good job.
Woo! All right. So she bought this Bible like 5 months ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Because she was like, hey, quote, I thought a while that I'd like to have another Bible to compare with my Bible that I had to see how the verses changed. So I flipped through this one,
uh-huh,
and I liked it.
Wow, all right.
Okay. So she buys this Bible at this used bookstore. She noticed this yellowed, folded piece of paper inside, but she didn't examine the piece of paper for a couple months because she was like, well, it's just a random paper in my Bible. Right,
right? Someone like wrote in their Bible.
Upon closer inspection, she realized the piece of paper was actually an essay she had written 65 years ago in order to earn a Girl Scout merit badge in Covington, Kentucky. What?
Whoa. She bought her own Bible back?
65 years later.
She bought her own Bible back.
In California. Dude, how crazy is this story? She lived in Covington, Kentucky. She wrote an essay in order to earn a Girl Scout merit badge. She said, quote, I opened it up and instantly I saw my name. I recognized my handwriting. I hollered. I started shaking. I cried. I got goosebumps. According to the station report from KCAL, the essay read in part, quote, be kind to animals. Do not pick flowers. Don't walk on the grass. It's really hard not to have the SoCal accent right now.
Go, just keep saying it.
She said she contacted the bookstore to obtain information on the previous owner, but received no leads. But she's currently searching for the person who traded in the Bible because she said,
How did it
get here?
Oh.
I think there's got to be a tie to the person who kept this. Why would they keep my essay? Maybe it was sent to me for a reason. Maybe that person should be in my life. She's 75. She doesn't really talk like that.
And she's from Kentucky.
How great is that story?
That's really cool.
That's crazy, right?
I love that.
Woman from Kentucky. And,
I can kind of relate.
Right.
I sold my car, and then like 4 years later.
Yeah.
I saw my car with the same dent and the same dumb sticker on the back. Like they hadn't changed a thing.
Okay.
And I was
How
really
can
excited.
You relate? Okay, hey, I quick didn't. Note, a little revision here, because it's not the Bible she had from 65 years ago, it's the essay, her essay was in this Bible, so it wasn't
so it's not her Bible, the essay.
It was her essay.
Wow.
Somebody else had her essay. Right. Thanks, Steve.
So
he's from SoCal, so he knows her.
He knows
everybody
her, yeah.
In SoCal. He talks just like this too.
I know,
really hard.
It's crazy.
When I hang out with him because
you
then I develop the accent too.
Yeah.
We just talk like Drew Barrymore all day. It's what she talks like, right?
Or
it's pretty much Drew. Anyways, yeah, crazy story. California woman, 75 years old, found an essay that she wrote when she was 10.
That's so cool.
To earn a Girl Scout badge from Covington, Kentucky. I don't know.
I don't even recognize my handwriting from when I was a kid.
Really?
I don't.
That's true. Well, from when you were 10?
Yeah, and when I was 10. I don't
know. It had her name on it. That was the first thing she saw.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But she said she recognized her handwriting. You're right. At 75 years old, I hope I just recognize people.
Right?
Yeah. All right, there you go.
I love it.
Is that a good story?
Yeah.
Does that get you going? Is that a pick me up?
That is a pick me up.
Are you so stoked right now?
I am.
Right on.
I am.
Got a phone call. Static.
Good morning. Here's what happened. I think she had the essay laying around her house in a stack of stuff.
Right.
She needed a bookmark for her Bible. She put the essay into her Bible, and 2 months later, she pulled it out and she goes. Then she's surprised.
So you think she had the essay the whole time?
I think it's a good possibility. What do you all think?
She's 75 years old, and so it was like, here, she grabs her own essay from
here's Here's what I think. No, here's what I think.
You just ruined the cuteness of that story.
That's not what happened,
that's not what the story says.
I hate
to deflate the bubble. Come on.
That's hilarious, dude. That is awesome.
It's got to be possible.
It is possible. Thanks, man.
See, stories like this aren't possible.
She's just so old that she forgot that she stuck her essay in there when she was reading the book of Psalms, bro. Psalms.
The Psalms?
The Psalms, man.
Man, well, you're going to have to find another story to make me happy.
Dude, that's hilarious. Thebes, he agrees. He thinks that's what happened, too.
No.
Poor old lady. Of course, we're like 75. She's really old. What if she's like actually capable? She went to a Bible store to get another Bible so she could compare the verses.
Yeah.
So she's a reader.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got some wits about her.
But maybe she just has a lot of Bibles. And
the story says she noticed the yellow paper when she bought it right away. Come on.
Yeah, that's what the story says.
She said she noticed a yellow folded piece of paper inside, but didn't examine it for 2 months.
There's a huge
possibility that they're right.
Yeah.
And that it's just this poor old lady just being really old and forgetting she put it in there.
I don't think I want to talk about it
anymore.
Thank
you for deflating. I needed to find a happy story to lift Mitch's spirits because she's all like, and I'm like, bro. And she's like, and I'm like, bro. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, bro!
And then I got really happy from that story, and
yeah,
now I'm not.
And I'm like, bro! And you're like, bro! And then they were like, bro. And you're like, bro. Bro.
Bro.
You ready for breaking news?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, sweet.
Breaking news. A Japanese brewery has crafted a beer using coffee beans that have passed through an elephant.
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to say passed inspection. That'd be way better than what you said. Gross, dude!
Elephants located in Thailand's Golden Triangle Elephant Foundation only produced 1 kilogram of usable coffee for every 33 kilograms of beans they eat. So, a bag of the coffee alone costs about $500.
Oh, what?
Per pound.
To eat elephant poo coffee?
Yeah.
Oh,
the beer, no, it's beer. The beer called Unkonokura Kuro is a whopping $1,100 per keg.
Oh,
and it sold out almost immediately.
That's gross, dude.
Bro.
That's gross.
Right?
Back when I was in college, bro, it tasted like pee then, all right? Now they're just trying to match it up with what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah, like, well, we really want it to be authentic.
Yeah. There's got to be some more puns in there. Elephant... beer. I got nothing.
Breaking news. Telling your kids to eat their meals because there are starving children in other parts of the world is one of the oldest tricks in the parenting book.
But, I've never said that.
But for one Arizona resident, that wasn't enough. On May 19th, the unidentified parent of a set of ungrateful children posted an ad on Craigslist looking to hire a thin actor that could stand by the trash as the
kids were forced
to throw away their unfinished food. Not just any skinny person will do, however.
Oh,
despite the fact that this is an unpaid gig, the author of the piece has standards. People who look like they do drugs, quote, end quote, methy skinny, need not apply. Also, not preferred are body image malfunction skinny, mostly because his or her daughter is so impressionable right now.
What?
If possible, you should be, quote, parasite skinny, end quote.
That's amazing. The things parents do to teach their children lessons. Here's what I seriously thought. I got excited for a second because I really... Why can't I get rid of this accent?
Right?
Bro.
Okay, pretend like you're talking to Matt.
Hey, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I thought you were going to say something like, this parent went to the extreme and booked a trip to Ethiopia where they spent a week in a village learning about true starvation. And I'm like, wow, this is an incredible parent. Oh, no, they're trying to hire an actor on Craigslist to fake like they're starving. That's hilariously awful.
And if possible, they want them to look parasite skinny.
Static.
Hello.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude, basically, he can just go to the crack spot, find a guy, get him real quick, and be like, dude, you're going to be standing next to a trash can, and my daughter tends to throw away food. And then he's just going to be, he's going to be on it. You don't need to get paid. He's going to get some food.
Dude, that is unbelievable to me.
Well, what if they have some empathy and they're like, here, you can have my food. I'm not going to eat it. And their dad's going to be like, throw it away. She can't have it.
No, the dad's going to smack the plate out of her hand and then the crackhead's going to drop to his knees and start eating it off the floor.
Okay, I've got a question for you, pool boy. Your parent, what is the worst life lesson that either you've ever sadly done or... life lesson, like, maybe your parents taught you, like, growing up, that was, like, the worst life lesson ever. Because that takes the cake. That's the worst.
Life lesson.
But are there ever moments where you're like, oh, man, I did that. I did that.
Yeah, I remember my dad was a big drinker, so he's like, oh, yeah, you want to drink, huh? And, so then, yeah, you know where it goes from there.
Of course.
And then he would tell me, because I was addicted to meth for quite some time, and he would tell me, son, he's all, you know, he'd tell me in Spanish, mijo, no hagas esa cosa, you know, don't mess around with the, you know, with the meth, and he's all, a couple of hits of weed here and there is okay,
oh,
a few beers, but just stay away from the meth.
That's your dad!
Wow.
And my dad is old school, he's from Mexicali, he has a real broken English, but rest in peace, I love my dad, but yeah, I remember he would say, man, get off of that stuff, why don't you hit a little bit of weed and have a few beers instead?
Oh my gosh.
I think that wins. I don't know if anybody can top that one.
Nope.
I really don't.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Well, and I was like 14, 15, 16.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it was crazy, but... I don't know. He loved me until he died, so.
Dude, amazing, poor boy. Thanks for sharing, man.
I haven't done much to my... I'm trying to figure out what I do to my kids.
That's good that you can't think of anything off the top of your head. That actually makes me very happy.
Yeah.
So, good job.
Yeah. Okay, I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Poor boy from Christmas.
I think the worst lessons I learned, and they're actually good lessons, was that you're guilty by association. Like, if your brother did it and you were there and you let it happen...
You did it, bro.
You're in trouble.
It's just like you did it.
Yeah, I learned that.
So you just hid in your closet? Always?
All the time.
All the time. You're like,
shaking.
I can't play with you!
Shaking.
I can't play with you! Leave me alone!
Guilty by association. It doesn't matter if I was like, he did it! No, he did it! Nuh-uh! And then it didn't matter. I was there. I let it happen.
There you go.
I got a lot of trouble.
Worst life lesson a parent has ever taught you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got to go here.
Yep.
I love
right,
it.
Right?
Right? All right.
Yeah.
Got some EG for you now, bro. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. You're just in time. The Hawk in Paris. Put your arms around me. Static Radio. Good morning. It is 6:45 now.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Sup?
Hey.
It's Thursday. It's May 30th.
May 30th.
Hey, if you would like to get a birthday shout-out, studio@mystaticradio.com. We do it every single morning at 6:45 a.m. You know.
You can do that.
Yeah. Good morning, Stever.
Hey, good morning. I think today's Brent's birthday in video department.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Brent.
I had to sign the obligatory birthday card for him.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's in Steve's office.
Why didn't you sign my name?
Why would I sign your name?
I'll give it to you right after I sign it.
Okay. There you go.
A little game we play. All right. So it's day 150.
Yes.
150. It's been 150 days since you got that crappy Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I loved all of my Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
We did Secret Santa, and I had the best Secret Santa.
I got a life-size wall sticker of Han Solo for my Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
And the Millennium Falcon. Not complaining.
I don't know. I'm talking about, like, the family Secret Santa. I don't remember. Who was my Secret Santa this past? Oh, Cindy Doral. Yep, I remember.
Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on.
There's only 215 days remaining till the end of the year.
Party. Party, party.
And actually, it's been more like 157 days since Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Why?
Because Christmas is a week before New Year's.
Totally, yep.
Yeah.
Oops.
Okay, let's see. Rapper, singer, TV personality?
P. Diddy.
Snoop Dogg.
CeeLo.
CeeLo's birthday.
Yes.
And actually, I would have played something, but I couldn't find anything that was okay to play.
You.
So
CeeLo, man, that's deceiving.
Because he hasn't been around too long, but he looks a little bit older. But he could be younger than he looks. I don't know. 39.
Shut up.
39. That's my guess.
CeeLo Green is not in his 30s.
Is he in his 40s?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to say 43.
CeeLo's 39.
Woo! Yes!
Are you kidding me? Hold, please.
Thank you.
CeeLo's 39.
I am so good.
Wow.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you.
Whatever.
Okay, now I would have got an audio hint for this next one.
Yeah,
but I couldn't decide whether I should play Happy Days, Married with Children, or The Love Boat, which this actor was on all three.
Oh wow!
Yeah. 74.
Ed O'Neill.
No.
I have no idea who it is. I just guess the age.
Married with Children.
Okay, I'll go with Married with Children as far as more of a hint because that's probably what most people listening would have watched.
Uh-huh.
He was the second husband next door.
Oh, man. He was in... Wasn't he also in Revenge of the Nerds?
Probably.
I don't remember
his name.
He's
the guy with the nice teeth.
Yeah. I don't remember his
name. Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley!
Oh.
He is not in his 70s, dude. He's like... He was like the young, handsome second husband of the next-door neighbor.
But he was on Happy Days.
Right. And Love Boat. Oh. 74, that's my guess.
There's no way that dude is 74.
Okay.
He is 59.
55.
Wow. See? You threw me off with the 70s. Man!
You can't blame me for your wrong guesses.
I can, because if you had...
weren't so easily
swayed.
I
knew he wasn't that old. Ugh.
I do have one audio hint for today, so give it a shot. See if you can get it.
Today is Captain Kirk's birthday.
Today is Benedict Cumberbatch's birthday.
No, this
today
sounds,
is Chris Pine.
This is a specific Star Trek show's
Voyager.
This is next generation.
This is next gen. It is Patrick Stewart's birthday.
It is not.
It's the other people on the shows.
Yeah.
It's all of their birthdays today.
He played engineer Miles O'Brien. Oh, he was also in,
Irish guy.
Law-abiding citizen. He was one of the cops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Irish guy.
He's like the...
The actor's name is Colm Meaney.
Hey.
Colm? Meaney.
Meaney.
What a meanie.
Yeah.
Colm Meaney.
It's Colm Meaney's birthday today. From Star Trek The Next Generation. So.
71.
Oh, my gosh. If the dude from Happy Days was only 55.
Oh. When did Next Gen come out?
In the 90s.
Oh, junk.
Maybe late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah.
63.
59.
In 365 days. No, I take that back. Yesterday he was 59.
Oh, man.
Oh.
He's 60.
Yeah, he's 60.
I was off by a year.
A whole year.
Wrong.
And that's birthdays, but we do.
Woo! I win!
We do have some inanimate objects.
Good job.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
On this date in 1868, the predecessor of the modern Memorial Day was observed in the United States for the first time. They called it Decoration Day.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And this may surprise you. Yeah, on this date in 1922,
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
In Washington, D.C.,
the Washington Monument was built.
The Lincoln Memorial was dedicated.
Dang it! I was going to say something about the Lincoln Memorial.
I beat you to the Washington Monument. So it would have been me.
Not. But my thoughts.
I don't know.
Thank you, Stever.
Thanks, Stever. Okay.
We just sit here and...
figure stuff out.
Yeah.
Come on, that was close.
That was close.
Good job on CeeLo.
Hey.
That dude's only 39.
I guess.
That's deceiving. I feel like he's been around forever, but
that's
he just jumped on the CeeLo.
Wow,
that was terrible. Nope. No, keep working on it. We'll take a quick break.
CeeLo,
we'll allow you to try and figure out.
He's deceiving.
So, wow. Nope. Still not working. Nope. Wait, got the Timber Trap on the way back. Also,
he's
best slash worst life lesson your parents ever taught you. We got one parent who posted an ad for a really, really skinny person on Craigslist wanting to hire an actor to play a starving person to teach their kid a lesson about eating all of their food. Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have the story posted there if you would like to check it
how
out.
How deceiving.
No. No, it's just getting more painful. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Relying K. Don't blink. I can barely breathe. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome. It is Thursday. Just after.
And we
7
found
o'clock.
The best story in the entire world.
We really did. Telling your kids to eat their meals because they're starving children in other parts of the world is
definitely an old trick.
Something I've actually said.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, I don't like that word particularly.
Starving?
Yeah, like if Jack's, I'm starving. No, you are not. Hold on, I'm going to Google starving. Here, come look at these photos. That's starving. Are you starving? No, I'm really hungry. So, like, they don't say that word. They don't. They don't. It's like a bad word
them,
in our house.
You scared them out of saying starving. I remember
it's
I
like
was saying.
Bad word.
Okay. My mom scared me out of saying the phrase, I swear, but not because I was like, I swear, Mom. It was because I was singing that song, I swear,
oh
by the, and she's like, you should not swear. I was terrified. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
My mom always told me that one scripturally.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says
sense.
Not to swear on any, you let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. So then, like, one time, I was a smart kid. Smack. It's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Jack already with his little mind. So then one time I swore, right? Like, not, hey, I swear I'll do this. Like,
you said
cussed.
A bad word.
Yeah. And she said, Bible says not to swear. And I was like, actually, that is referring to making promises. You should just let your yes be yes and your no be no. See, what you're doing there is using the word swear to mean something different, but I was using a curse word. I really tried it. And then I think I just got smacked because I was being smart, but yeah.
This
so anyways,
parent.
I've totally used that, you know, starving kids elsewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I've never gone this far. One Arizona parent didn't think that was enough to just say, hey, there's starving kids in Ethiopia or Africa or whatever country you use when you are telling your kids to stop saying that. On May 19th, this unidentified parent of a set of apparently ungrateful children posted an ad on Craigslist looking to hire a thin actor that could stand by the trash as the kids were forced to throw away their unfinished food. But here's the thing. This parent has standards.
Yeah, she doesn't want to see things. She doesn't want
just not just any really skinny person will do.
She doesn't want you to look methy skinny.
Yeah, this is what they can't
quote,
look methy skinny. Body image malfunction skinny, not necessary. Don't want that because their kid is so impressionable right now. But if possible, you should be parasite skinny.
So if you have tapeworm. You are a you are the candidate. You are the winner.
This is my favorite, least favorite parent on the planet. Like, this is hilarious. I love this.
So it's like they need to be, like, super skinny, but they have to have, like, kind of a belly.
Oh, man. So the question was asked, what is the best slash worst parenting advice, tip, moment your parents ever had with you?
All right, here we go.
505-338-3700.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Diane says, my mom used to make me and the neighborhood kids weed at the track entrance island whenever we were bored. And by
I think
weed,
she meant, okay, yeah.
I think
please
she meant
clarify.
Pull weeds.
She used to make us pull weeds.
Pull weeds.
You should have said, my mom used to make me and the neighborhood kids
smoke a lot of
pull
pot.
Weeds.
Oh.
No, well, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, my mom, she used to make me and the neighborhood kids weed. Wait, what?
She rolled you joints?
She made us weed when we were bored.
No.
Your mom made you pull weeds. I hope.
Yeah.
Unless she really did, like,
ooh,
you know.
It's a terrible.
Pool boy called
best
in earlier
worst.
And it was like, you know, hey, stop doing that meth. Here's some weed and some beer.
Smoke
I was like,
this
whoa,
instead.
Parents.
No.
Best, worst parenting tips, advice, or just moments in your life. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so, my dad, he always told me, this is a good one. He always told me, you know, to stay away from the shoulda, woulda, couldas.
There you go.
So.
So
every year, think back. Yeah.
Is that a monster? I'm just kidding.
The shoulda, woulda, coulda's?
Yeah.
Yes. No, like when you're looking back, you're like, oh man, my life would have been so much better if I had done this.
Right.
Then just remember, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yep. There you go. Love
right.
it, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, good morning.
All right.
Good advice.
Good advice there.
Bill says, when you borrow something from someone, like a car or a tool, return it in better shape than when you received it. Like, fill the tank or clean the tool.
I like that.
Yep. Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Thebes on Facebook says he got grounded for some reason when he was in the third grade. He said, I stood on the other side of the half-screen door and flipped off my mom while she was standing right there. Last time I ever used that hand gesture.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm so thankful he still has his fingers.
At least it's that one.
Gosh. Static!
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, okay. Can't complain.
Awesome. Well, I'll let you guys decide if this is best or worst. It's just kind of something funny that stuck with me all these years. So when I was like 4, my grandfather would take out his teeth periodically. They had dentures. And I asked him one day how come he, all of his teeth were on, like, how he could take them out. He told me because he ate too much candy as a kid, and he was diabetic. And so he told me that's why. And that was terrified of needles. So he told me, he's like, if you don't ever want diabetes, he's like, don't eat candy. So, I mean, sometimes I would. And then, like, every time I saw him, it was just like, I felt like he knew, so I'd have to tell him.
Did you just cry?
He thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and my mom was not so thrilled. But,
right.
You know, I grew up having a nice appreciation for candy because I only got it every so often.
There you go.
It stuck with me because, you know, he just whipped it out, and he'd tell people, you know.
That's amazing. I'm with it being amazing. I think that's good. I like that
awesome.
One.
Oh.
He used humor.
Yeah,
it was good.
You too.
Those are like the best, like the humorous life lessons. However, it can backfire because...
Well, yeah, no, like...
You have to say what you mean to children because they take every word seriously.
Okay.
I got home yesterday, by the way. I didn't text you. I should have texted you right away. I walked in the door. I hadn't seen my kids all day. And they're at home. And I literally walk in and I say, hey, family. And the very first thing Jack says to me is, did Mitch tell you when she was taking us to the zoo?
I'm really?
Like, no, it didn't come up in conversation, no. Okay, and then Luke said, will you ask her when she's going to take us to the zoo? This is day 2.
Yeah.
Because 2 days ago, you talked about how you loved the zoo.
I did.
And Jack called into the morning show and said, I love the zoo. And you're like, I'll take you. And then that afternoon, I got home and it was like, hey, when's she going to take us?
Okay.
I don't know. And then yesterday, I got home and the very first thing was, so did she say when? Did she say when? Kids hang on every word, and they take every word as, like, gold.
Okay.
Which is why parents have a serious responsibility.
Here's the thing. I know that. When I said that, I wasn't lying.
I think that's probably the biggest life lesson I learned from my mom, because she would threaten the, like, dumbest things.
And you're like,
and
I don't believe it.
And never followed through. And then because of that, because she never followed through on, like, sending me to Mexico. If you do not stop that right now! I am sending you to Colombia with the drug lords to live off coffee.
Well,
she never said that, actually.
That doesn't sound so bad.
So, yeah, you got to be a person of your word.
You do,
taking it back to that let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Totally.
Like, you have to mean what you say to them because you can't threaten something and either A, not follow. Like, there was one time where I was like, if you do not knock this off, I am throwing these toys away, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't knock it off, and I was like, crap, dude.
I had to throw these away.
These were really expensive, and I paid for them.
Did I tell you what
I have to do? And I did. And I balled everything. And I was like, I said I was going to do this, and now I have
trash
to.
Bag.
And I was like pissed at myself because I was like, man, I said this.
Okay.
And they cried. And I'm like, I wanted to cry with them. I'm sorry. I said I was going to do it.
Okay. I have this memory of my mom saying the same thing. If you don't clean this mess up, I'm bringing a trash bag in here and I'm throwing it all away.
Yep.
It was about a week later when she comes into my room with a huge black trash bag. I remember she's smoking a cigarette. And it had to have been closer to my birthday, like maybe February, end of February or March, because I still had a birthday balloon there.
Yeah.
She pops my balloon with her cigarette, puts it in the trash can, and then cleans my room,
yep.
Everything on the floor, in the trash bag. And I have this distinct memory of laying on my bed, kicking the wall and screaming and crying.
My boys, like, both of them broke down.
Out.
Because it was
freaking
like,
out.
They're really, like, some of their favorite toys.
Yeah,
and some of my favorite toys. But it was like, I said!
I told you!
All you had to do was pick them up. Why can't you listen? Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Honey.
Well, yeah.
Thank goodness this didn't happen to me, but it happened to my younger sister. We would spend every summer with my grandparents up in Murray, and my youngest, or my middle sister, would not clean her room. My grandpa kept telling her, you need to clean up your room, or I'm going to do something about it. So one day we came home from the pool, and all her stuff was thrown out in the yard.
Oh my gosh.
Everything, her underwear to her jewelry, I mean, everything.
Wow.
And she kept her room clean all summer long after that.
You see, wow. Those are like the hard lessons, and Yeah. Yep. Thanks for the call. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
I was talking with a parent at Little League, and he was talking about how his son crushes the ball. I'm like, dude, your son has crazy strength. And it's because he was like, well, spanking didn't work. You know, nothing like that was working. So we resorted to, like, military calisthenics.
Wow.
So, like, push-ups and these things.
Gets in trouble a lot, doesn't
he? And about a week ago, the boys were just like, insane. And it's like rare that
you
they're...
You did it!
And so I was like, well, I'm not going to threaten this. I don't want to do that. And so I was like very calm. I was like, well, Lord, I'm just going to try this. I'm going to see how this goes. And I had him like lie down on the ground and do the, you know, what? I don't even know
leg
what
lifts?
Where you just lift him
leg
just
lifts.
Like 2 inches off
leg
the ground.
Dude,
and you're like, don't put him on the ground.
Brutal.
Don't put him on the ground. If you put him on the ground, you're going to have to... Every
start
time
over.
You put it on the ground, you have to start over. 1 minute. And they were both like... Like
dude,
stomach,
their core.
Yeah, dude, and they've
dude.
Never worked those muscles in their entire life, and so they were both like, like freaking out. And yesterday we were at Little League, and I was talking to another parent. We're just, you know, and I was kind of giggling, and we were talking about how to do that. And Jack turned to me and straight up, like in the middle of the conversation, said, "Yeah," and that was that right here. It hurt. I'll never do that again. And it was like, cool, high five right there, bro. All right, and my son's getting some abs.
Yeah, seriously. Those are amazing. I love leg lifts.
See, you can't say you love them because they did not love them.
Well, because they don't want to work out.
No, no.
I love leg lifts.
But it was like, is this kosher? Like, does this work? Is this cool? Are they okay?
Well,
I remember in military school.
Okay, question.
Oh.
Did that work for... That so Jack didn't like it. Did
Luke
it work
hated
for,
it. No,
oh,
they
really?
Both hated it.
Because I remember one time it was Freedom Fest, and Kelly, my husband, as a joke, says, Hey Luke, drop and give me 20. And Luke does
and he
it.
Did.
I was like,
that's because kids listen. And so if jerky people tell them to do things, they listen to adults.
But he loved it.
Yeah. I don't know that he loved it. He was tired. Poor little kid.
Aww.
Gosh.
Wow.
Meanie. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I don't think that he necessarily... They did not love that. You
no,
know,
not the leg
They did not
lifts.
Love the leg lifts. But it worked out. So
yeah.
I was like, okay. And what happened is a few... it's been longer than that. A month or two. I don't remember how long ago. They got in trouble and I had to, you know, like, hey, guys, you know the rules and the rule, you know, this now, you're going to get spanking, blah, 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 blah. Well, Luke's like bigger than me already. He's 7 years old.
I know.
He's a big, scary dude. So I ended up having to spank them one time. And he told Chrissy, like, a couple days later, yeah, the spankings don't really hurt anymore. I just cry because I know I'm supposed to. Like, the kids are super honest. And so I was like, well, thanks for being honest. So I guess I have to do something else. I just cry because I know I'm supposed to, but it doesn't really hurt me anymore. Okay, so then I now, so I have to sign up for a gym membership because apparently my spankings don't hurt. I'm just kidding.
You have to get stronger.
Well, I don't like that because to me it wasn't about like, you know, I got to lift them up. No, like I don't like that.
No.
I just flat don't like that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
No, I understand.
So anyways, talking about discipline, talking about ways that your parents disciplined you or maybe just life lessons you learned. One parent was tired of their kids wasting food, throwing it away. So she tried to hire a quote unquote parasite skinny actor through Craigslist to teach their kids a lesson about starvation.
Yes.
Unreal. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. Or, of course, phone lines open 505-338-3700.
There is construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25. More road construction. The right lane is closed on Central at Louisiana. Construction work UNSER at Sage as well as UNSER and I-40. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
We have to call those guys.
We really do.
Can we?
Right now?
Yeah.
You wanna call them? They got like a whole bunch of new stuff.
Exactly,
which is
I'm like, we gotta talk to them about this. Right?
Solomon's Porch.
Right?
Bring that up because
don't bring that up.
So please, Mariana, how can I help you?
Hello!
Mariana! Mari!
Welcome to Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hi, guys.
You're live on the air.
Man, I was figuring that it was you guys, and I was like, I don't want to answer, but I was like, why not?
But you have to because you're a servant. And you
I did, exactly.
So Mari is the coolest person that I know.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Thanks. Thanks, bro.
Hey, you're a close second.
No.
You're a close second.
Kelly just wept at home.
He's going to go cry in the corner.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's cool.
I love her, and she's an amazing cook.
Right on.
That's what you do. You're amazing.
Thank you.
All right. What do you guys have?
That's
awesome.
Well, we'll be here for 20 minutes.
Pretty much all of it.
So.
Okay. Well, we have breakfast burritos, and you know those are always good.
Boom. Those are bomb.
And let's see, we have parfaits, which are a healthy choice and also good.
Do they have blueberries in them?
They have blueberries and strawberries. They have all kinds of berries.
What kind of berries?
Dude, all kinds of berries.
Yeah, all kinds of berries.
The straw, the blue.
And the black.
And bagels, yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dude, I gotta say, I tried the cinnamon raisin bagel yesterday with that, like...
Strawberry schmear
that you guys make with, like, real strawberry chunks in there.
Yeah.
That was unreal. I've never had anything
it
like that
experience.
On my bagel. Yeah.
For sure.
It's good. And, I mean, they're just great bagels, so you guys should totally come get some.
For reals.
All right, but now you have to learn our lingo.
Uh-huh.
Because this hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Okay.
We'll teach you the ways.
Okay.
All right, ready? Go, Mitch.
Okay, so we're gonna need a steever.
A steever.
Yeah, a steever is a burrito of any kind, usually bacon red because that's what I like best.
Grilled.
Grilled on
that's
the
grilled.
Little panini grill.
Yeah, you grill it on the panini grill. Huh?
That's a steever.
It's called a steever. Steever invented it. Steve Ryman. So we named it after him.
Yeah,
he's the inventor of that.
And what did we used to call your American? Half calf. That's what you used to. Half calf.
No,
that's what you
it was
used
the
to
Captain Americano.
Captain Americano.
I get a Captain Americano, and here's why. Because Captain America back in like the 40s was frozen in ice, right?
Uh-huh.
And like was there until he thawed out like nowadays. So I get the largest size iced Americano. So it's called the Captain Americano.
Wow.
Yep. Okay. That's mine.
Yeah. And then I switch it up all the time, so I don't have any names for anything.
She calls it the Fruity.
Oh, yeah, the fruity.
The fruity.
Which means I just want a fruity tea.
Yeah, she just wants tea that tastes like Skittles.
Like a foo-foo, like little foo-foo
tea. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
All right, cool.
So something that just tastes like a Skittle threw
iced,
up
please.
In her cup. Yeah.
Iced.
Awesome. Got it.
There you go.
I think. Or do you want anything else?
No.
Do we need the sugar?
No.
Milk?
I don't know.
Do we need Nancy's drink?
And then Nancy Ryman.
Nancy Ryman gets
Nancer.
A drink. Nancer. Nancer. She gets a sugar-free vanilla Yorkshire Mist.
Boom!
Oh, got it.
There you go, Maddie.
Wait.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry. Minus the sugar-free. Just regular vanilla.
Wow.
She used to get sugar-free.
She's just trying to throw you off. Which is amazing.
They're trying to make my job harder.
Here's the thing. I know that she can handle it.
Welcome to the world of the morning show.
Yay! Thank you.
And now when other people come in, because other people come in and order our drinks, you'll know what the Captain Americano is.
Yeah,
and you'll know what the fruity is.
You don't know is a Steve-O.
The Steve-O, which is, I guess, I found out yesterday, still the most popular drink. I'll have to teach you that one. I don't drink it anymore because it's so sweet.
Aww.
I think I developed early form of diabetes from it. So.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, so I had to stop drinking that one, but I'll still teach you how to make it because apparently it's popular, I guess.
Sweet. Yeah. Sounds
go.
Good.
Sweet!
All right,
Maddie. There you go. Solomon's Porch! 4001 Osuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Sometimes you
That's 505-338-3669.
And you just want to go where somebody knows your name.
And they know our names because we name 7 drinks after ourselves because
after
we
you.
Are prideful and arrogant.
They're always glad we came, though.
Yeah.
Well, always glad we're there.
So there you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Best/worst life lesson your parent ever taught you. We want to hear them. Milo Green for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
What?
Yep. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hanging out.
That's us.
What's up?
And you are?
I'm...
Not you. We're Steve-O and Mitch. I'm talking to you. To you.
I'm...
Not you. To you.
Oh.
No. Yeah, okay.
No, I got it.
338-3700 is the phone number. We were talking about a parent and he or she's wonderful tactic. We don't know if it's a dad
might be
or
parents.
A mom. It might be parents. But an Arizona resident back on May 19th wanted to teach their ungrateful, spoiled children a lesson. So they posted an ad on Craigslist looking to hire a thin actor that could stand by a trash can as the kids were forced to throw away their unfinished food because they're so wasteful. So they wanted to, you know, teach the kids about starvation and, you know, maybe a homeless situation or real life. So instead of taking them down to like a homeless shelter and having them serve or, you know, do something productive, they tried to hire an actor. Now, it can't just be any actor. They said they don't want somebody methy skinny.
Which is like their quote.
They don't want somebody body image malfunction skinny.
Oh, my gosh.
These are real quotes.
Yeah.
If possible, you should be parasite skinny. So that's what they were looking for.
Hey, do you think I look like I have parasites? I saw this Craigslist ad and I really wanted to.
Really wanted to go out for this part as the starving dude next to a trash can to teach these kids a lesson. But what do you think? Parasite skinny?
Or is this more like methy
like,
skinny?
Because they don't want methy skinny.
Yeah.
So.
No, just tell me. I'm not going to tell you which one they want. Just tell me which one you think I am.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Best/worst life lesson from a parent. Yeah. Hit us up.
Elspeth said, I used to not clean my room and my dad got really mad and kept threatening to clean it for me. I came home from school one day and everything in my room was in black trash bags. He told me the next time it would go outside in the trash.
Wow.
And she cried.
Yeah.
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 And Thebe says, every teenager, my parents taught me how to not act.
How not to act. Yeah. The funny thing is, I think half of my lessons that I've learned as a parent have come from that, though.
Really?
From like, oh, my mom did this. Oh, it's bad. Backfired. So, yeah. So, I'm trying to be that person of my word. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Because.
Well, I feel like you kind of are, like, your kids were you back in the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe now.
Oh, yeah. And so, I think because of that, that's why it's like.
That didn't work for me.
No, it didn't work. Yeah. I got you. Sorry, kids. Yeah. I did that first.
Yeah.
Static.
Good morning, it's Mark Wiggins.
Hey, Fireman Wiggins.
What's up?
Parenting issues. I started throwing my daughter's stuff away that they wouldn't pick up off their floor.
Uh-huh.
It was just, you know, horrible. And then I realized that I was the one having to replace all that stuff.
Right.
And so changed that. And I hired a fat actor. I didn't know how to list it, though. You know, obese fat, you're about to die fat. Stuff like that.
Oh,
you can't make fun of fat people like skinny people, huh?
Nope.
Everybody got quiet. He's talking about fat people.
Wow, this guy. Who does he think he is?
Wow. So
they
insensitive.
They have an issue with fat people. Why are they fat? Stop eating. Go work out.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's horrible because I've been thin my whole life and I don't understand. Anyway, model skinny. You can go with models. The ad sheet said, unhealthy model skinny.
There you go.
There you go.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. My daughter's been killing me on some horrible diet all week long.
Oh, man. I love it.
I have a lot of fat people I know. I worked my way through college as a fat person so I can make jokes about them.
You feel really terrible about this. It's hilarious.
I think you're trying to help your case, but that hole is just getting deeper.
That's amazing.
I know. I should stop talking like my wife usually tells me.
Still, so see, life lesson. Fault. Your wife taught you. Your wife teaching you lessons still.
The perfect example is when they put that band on their stomach and they lose weight. That's a perfect example of if you just eat less, you'll lose weight. But anyway, I know it's hard. Like cigarette smokers, I can't stand them either, but I understand the addiction.
Wait, you just said I can't stand them either, as in you can't stand fat people.
I can stand fat people. I just don't understand.
Stop talking!
Please, Lord, let this be on the short, on the skimmer.
Fireman Wiggins.
All right. I love you guys.
I love you too, bro.
Fat people are not even correct either. I love overweight, challenged people.
I love you, bro.
I love you guys.
All right.
I have to hide in the corner.
That's one of those moments where I didn't know if I should just like hang up so that I could spare him or
stop talking.
Stever
Wiggins, I love you too. Yeah.
Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just, tuning in, listening to your conversations about life lessons.
Yeah.
There is one. I mean, my mom did a great job raising me, but I've heard stories about her growing up, and my grandparents were characters. And there was one night, Christmas Eve, where my mom would not go to sleep waiting for Santa Claus to come down the chimney and deliver the present. And my grandmother was getting frustrated and kept telling her to go to bed and go to bed. My grandfather was kind of a quiet guy, sat in the background, and eventually he got frustrated and spoke up and said, well, Santa Claus froze to death waiting for you to go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Backfired in the end, of course. She was then up crying for the rest of the night.
Oh, wow.
So, part of me has always wanted to wait till I have kids to use that one. Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
I love it. See,
my
I'm
parents just told me that Santa doesn't come until I'm asleep.
Right.
So that was easy because I tried to fall asleep at like 7 o'clock
at
night.
Those nights are so tough. You're like lying awake knowing like, I just got to go to sleep. If I go to sleep, second I fall asleep, I'm going to wake up and it'll be tomorrow and the presents will be there and I just got to go to bed. Just got to go to sleep. Got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Why is it still bright outside?
Right. It's the worst. It's the worst. 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you're just joining us. A parent posted a want ad for a skinny actor wanting to teach their kids a lesson about starvation. Methy skinny need not apply. And also, what was the other one?
Body image. Oh, body image.
Body
challenge.
Image malfunction skinny.
Malfunction, that's the word they use.
Not necessary. They wanted parasite skinny to teach their kids a lesson. What's the best/worst life lesson your parents ever taught you? Static.
What up, dude?
Shane!
Dude, I'm just going to say, Wiggins, baby, phenomenal radio, dog. That was phenomenal radio.
Oh, gosh.
And that's all I got. I love you guys, man.
I love you
Have
too,
a great
bro.
Day.
You too.
Later.
Oh, we got to do this. We haven't done this in forever. Ready? Shane! So we're talking about this parent who is, well, I wouldn't say best parent or worst. I don't know. I don't know if this is good or bad. Posted an ad for a really, really, really skinny person to teach their kid a lesson about starving. They wanted to hire this actor to stand by a trash can as the kids were forced to throw away their unfinished food. And so we thought we'd talk life lessons. Best things your parents ever taught you. Worst things your parents ever taught you. We're still learning life lessons, apparently, thanks to our dear friend Wiggins.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
And Pool Boy called in with his life lesson.
With his life lesson. We've had some great life lessons this morning. Can
I
say that?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's one for you. If your friends are getting a year older, celebrate with them. Know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
That's a good life lesson. We are turning 2 years old.
We are, and we are celebrating. Actually, you know what? We're like almost 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're not celebrating on our birthday. It's kind of like, oh, why is your birthday on the weekday? You can't celebrate till the weekend.
Yeah,
so that's what we're doing.
And here's the thing. When you throw a party on like a Tuesday, people don't show up. You know what I mean?
They're like, I'm sorry, I have to work or go to school the next day.
You're like, but it's my birthday.
Today.
No.
It doesn't work that like that. So.
Yeah.
For you, we're throwing it on a Friday.
That's right. Friday, June 14th, Static Radio's second birthday party. We are going to have Come Wind hang out with us. We're also going to have House of Heroes there. I'm still really hoping that red jumpsuit. They're not playing, but they're coming through and they want
to
hang out.
Just to chill.
So they may be kicking it at the birthday party with us as well. We'll have pinatas and we'll have you, but you got to get your tickets now. MyStaticRadio.com. Tickets are only $15. All the proceeds benefit this year listener-supported station.
That's
so
right.
If you love us, support us. You can show your support by coming to our birthday party.
Come win and House of Heroes.
That's right. All the details coming up. Right back. Least of these. We'll play some killers. We also have a House of Heroes birthday party warm-up for you on the way.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Saint Seneca. Song called Wonderlust. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Thursday, everybody. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Michelle Schroff from Project Zoe.
She's out in Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. She had a chance to catch up with Celeste, actually, yesterday afternoon. And being that she's out in Mexico, she's doing a lot of very important, awesome things. So.
She is. She's actually building showers for me.
We'll catch up with her coming up here in just a few. But we were talking about parenting. Best, worst life lessons your parents ever taught you? 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, buddy!
How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay.
Cannot complain.
So you're,
well, that's good.
So you're kind of a kid, like your teenager.
Yeah, 14.
14 years old on May 14th. And have you learned any life lessons from your parents?
Yeah, what's the best or worst life lesson your parents have taught you?
Well, I can tell you guys the best one I've learned, you know, this is one that's really good, is think before you speak, because if you don't, it's going to get you in trouble.
Hey. True story.
I have learned that one before, and trust me, it's always a good lesson learned, because if you don't, then people are going to obviously think you're crazy or something.
Exactly. Right. There you go.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
What about the
there
worst?
There really hasn't been a worse one yet.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yet.
But you're anticipating it.
Yes.
No, not really.
Right on. Dude.
Unless your listening count getting grounded from your cell phone, which that hasn't happened yet. I hope it doesn't.
Oh, I hope it doesn't either, my friend. Be good.
Yep. I definitely will.
Be most excellent to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And yep. Hey, have you guys seen Mr. Stever lately?
We have. We see him every day.
Yep.
How's he doing?
He's
been in a while, or talk to him.
Yeah,
I know he's doing all right.
Here, let me go find him. Hey, bro.
Sure.
Hey.
Hey, Stever.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How are you, dude?
I'm doing well.
Just turn off our.
I'm well, and I'm doing good.
No,
well, that's good. Hey, it's so good to hear from you. I hope your knee is going well.
It is. Wiggins was being mean to me earlier, but
he's apologized.
I'm over it.
Since then.
He actually apologized on Facebook. Dude felt bad.
He did.
It's hilarious.
He shouldn't. Matthew, have a great summer.
I sure will, Steve. Talk to you later.
Bye.
See how easy it is, man. Who else do you want me to summon?
No, I think that'll be good.
Okay. All right, good.
Hey, can you guys play a song for me this morning?
Yes. Yes, we can.
I think I'll have some House to Go by 21 Pilots this morning.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Recently did something very awesome. I'll talk about that coming up in just a sec. Thanks, Matthew.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right. House of Gold being their like big hit, they decided to just throw down the truth bomb at their show. So they go out and it's like towards the end, you know, at the end of the show, and then the artist is like, all right, bro, this is our last one.
Woo!
Yeah. And then they leave and then it's like one more song.
And then,
and then they come out and they're like,
we're planning this.
Thanks for getting our egos going. All right. Well, we're going to play our hit now. So they decided that it was dumb to even just lie, do that. In fact, Thebes posted this story. They for their second to last song, it was Car Radio. And they said, hey, we're gonna pretend like we're done and we're gonna, you know, but we don't really want to leave you guys, so we're gonna help you out. So after this song, we're gonna, you know, and so they did Car Radio, and at the end of it, they're like, thank you! And then they just stood on stage and started chanting, one more song! One more song! One more song! And then they played one more song, House of Gold. And that was their final song of the night. But then people thought that they were being funny, and they left the stage, and people were chanting one more song again, thinking they were going to come out for an encore. And I was like, no, dude, we just did the encore.
The past two concerts I have been to, like, as soon as the concert ended, lights were up, and everybody was like, oh, I guess there really isn't a... Okay, no encore?
Yeah.
All right, let's just go.
Yeah. Just so you know, when you go see Mumford in June, they have an encore.
Oh, I figured.
They threw down a epic encore.
The Killers, they did have an encore, but it wasn't like they left stage and they made they didn't put on a show about it. They're just like, and this should be the last song, but we're going to build it up and do this again.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, when you're at a show and you're watching a band and they haven't done any of their huge hits.
Yeah.
Chances are they're going to come out and do their like monstrous hit at the very end.
Yeah. When I went to go see 5R and Frenzy, it's just like known that they do not do an encore.
Right.
They have never done one and they never will.
Well, hopefully between that and 21 Pilots, like throwing that down and kind of making fun of it, people will...
I hate it so much. I'm like, well, it's not over.
I had a chance to talk to members of House of Heroes yesterday.
Did you?
They're in rehearsals right now for the big birthday bash.
Right?
I am sworn to secrecy.
What? Why? Even from me?
Mm-hmm.
No, you are not.
No, I am. I really am.
Really?
They're practicing. Yeah. They're practicing... new stuff, different stuff, things they've never played live stuff. I can't say...
Whoa, look at those phone lines.
I can't say much of anything.
What?
Yeah, don't miss the birthday bash. This is going to be the most epic House of Heroes show of all time. It's going down Friday, June 14th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are $15. You need to get them. And I'm telling you, it's going to be monstrous.
Let's ask this person if they have their tickets yet.
All right, there you go. Static!
Hey, it's Intern Nico.
Hey, Intern Nico!
You don't have your tickets because you'll be in Ecuador. For the bird.
Oh, Nico hung up. Okay, fine.
We don't want it.
Static.
What up? It's Eric in Seattle.
Eric in Seattle!
Are you going to our birthday party?
I wish I could. Hey, check this out about the encore topic.
Yeah.
If I ever went to a concert and they didn't do an encore, I would ask for my money back.
Really?
Yes, encore is where it's at. That's just kind of like the cherry on top.
It kind of is. Or it's like the seven endings in Lord of the Rings, and you're like, yeah! Nope, not done.
No, just one encore. Just give me one. I've never been to a show that hasn't had an encore, so.
And so you need the encore. Like, is this really the end?
That's just the way I feel.
There you go. It's kind of like going to see a Marvel movie and sticking it through to the end of the the end of the credits because you know that there's going to be a scene.
Yes.
I always
am
crazy, crazy disappointed if I stick it through 5 minutes of 1,000 names of people I don't care about and there's no, like, scene at the end of the movie. Like,
why are the lights going up?
Bro, really?
I know, right?
I sat through all your credits. Come on.
And
I read
about
your mic guy and everything. Come on.
Well, encore is no waste of time. Encore just gives you a little extra.
This is true. Well, this is true.
All right?
That's true.
Those are my thoughts.
Boom, Eric in Seattle.
It's true.
Later,
bro. Static.
Hello? It's Nico.
Sorry.
Hi.
Okay. Jeez. So I was like, it's hard because I'm like turning on speaker and I'm like trying to turn down my radio and like drive with my knees.
Nico, what if you learned nothing?
I accidentally hit the end instead of the...
You know, if there is one thing that we would ever wanted to teach you while you were here, it was that you do not
drive and talk
on the phone at the same time.
Did you know that that's actually overtaken drinking and driving as the number one cause of death for teenagers is talking/texting on your phone? I'm not even being funny.
Nico.
Even if I turned on speaker...
Well, they haven't done that.
Yes!
They haven't done that study yet, so we don't know.
It depends. Is a speaker like you put it on speaker and then just threw it down in the seat next to you? Or are you still holding it?
Oh no, it's like it was in my lap.
Oh, there you go. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we're just in your lap, that's okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go.
Well, okay. So what I was gonna say about the encore thing, it's like so. You also know when, like, the band leaves without saying bye or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
either they're the rudest band in the world or you know they're about to come back out to play.
Yeah, that's what happened at the Lights concert at Launchpad. I was like, okay, that wasn't obvious at all.
You got to say the fake goodbye. All right, good night, Albuquerque. We love you. I'll cure you of disease. 21 Pilots, House of Gold. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch with you on your Thursday. At least for a few more weeks.
What?
Well, because you're leaving me.
Not in a few weeks.
In 6 weeks.
In like 6 weeks.
You're going off to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico to That's spread right. the good news of Jesus.
Yes, we are going stoked, out there. And I'm really excited to get out there and see what God is doing and see what the how the church is. I know the Martins are out there doing a lot of work. And actually, we have a team out there at this moment.
Yeah.
They are building showers and they're doing a bunch of other stuff, a lot of outreaches. And when I'm out there, we will be doing a VBS, a lot of outreaches like for volleyball. I know we're supposed to do some stuff along the coast as well as like a swing dance night for the youth.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I'm
so
excited.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm sad because you'll be gone. I'm going to have a guest co-host, which will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll announce that in a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's already set.
Yeah, it's set.
I know who it is.
Yeah, you do.
Can I say?
No.
Oh.
In like 2 weeks, you can say.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, can I say?
Like Friday, June 14th, you can say.
Okay.
How's that?
Sounds good. And
2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll announce that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, that's the day that House of Heroes is going to be in town for our birthday party.
Right.
That's crazy.
Can I announce it on stage?
Maybe.
Who's going to be there? Who's going to be the
That's a good idea.
Guest co-host?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
On stage?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? Is that what you're wanting to do now?
Yeah.
Okay, so now birthday party, people will find out who my co-host is going to be. It's going to be fun. So you'll be away for a few weeks.
Passing the torch on for a few weeks.
Doing much cooler things than we'll be doing here, just acting like idiots and, you know,
having fun. Can I have a torch?
No, you cannot have a torch.
Maybe pass it?
Because then that person will have to give the torch back to you when you come back. You're only gone for like 3 weeks.
Two.
Right.
You're stressing
three,
me out.
Whatever.
You're stressing me out.
But anyways, there's a team down in Puerto Vallarta right now, actually, doing some work. And yesterday afternoon, our afternoon girl, Celeste, she had a chance to catch up with Michelle Schroff. And the interview wanted to play it back for you because they're obviously very busy in Puerto Vallarta. So Michelle couldn't be with us on the show this morning, but had a chance to catch up with Celeste. And the interview right here.
All right, on the phone right now, we've got Bill Martin and Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Project visiting in Puerto Vallarta. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Great.
Good. So, tell me, what are you doing down there?
Sun tanning. You know, pina coladas. No, actually, we're actually having a blast. We yesterday we helped out at the mission, and the mission is an after-school program for kiddos where they learn English and learn about the things of the Lord, and it's just a really neat, safe place where they can come to be responsible. They help clean up. I was just beyond impressed yesterday helping out. So we've been doing that. We're building showers. We're right now I'm organizing schoolwork for the kids' graduation on Friday, and we're going to have a big barbecue and just celebrate their accomplishments.
Nice. That's so awesome. Do you guys do, like, so how often do you guys do this, this whole country jump thing?
Well, we like to do it at least twice a year. This is our first time to Puerto Vallarta, and we can definitely see coming back many more times.
Wow. Okay, so it's kind of like something you guys do regularly with the Aspen Project is go out and kind of like work with the communities and do outreaches. Wow, that's so awesome. My goodness. So do you have like a team down there with you from here? Or?
Well, actually, I am just actually traveling with a team from Calvary Albuquerque from Global Adventures. And, you know, kind of scoping things out and seeing where we can fit in next time we come and hopefully bringing some folks down with Vacation with a Purpose. And, you know, English speakers are great for the kids where they can practice their English and, you know, just really get to know these kids and pour into them.
Vacation with a Purpose?
Yeah.
Tell me more. That sounds like kind of nice, actually.
Well, you know, Clay and I have really thought about this idea of folks that really want to do short-term missions, but, you know, they hear missions and they're like, does that mean I have to sleep in a hut?
Hard work.
And, you know, eat bugs.
Cold showers.
Right, right. So it would be, you know, a week-long or 10-day trip where they would come down. They would get to do some fun stuff, but they would also, you know, dedicate at least half the time to helping out and, you know, pouring into some kids and imprinting Christ on their hearts. So that's what we're working on right now.
That sounds perfect. That's kind of like the best vacation because then you can go and then not feel guilty for just self-indulging the whole time.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So is there any way for people to get involved or support you guys prayer-wise or anything at all?
Absolutely. I mean, Bill and Renee are just doing an amazing work here. We just see folks in this community coming alongside of them and, you know, being able to help out and contribute, and their church is flourishing. It's just a beautiful thing to see. And so, you know, definitely keep them in prayer. Keep this ministry in prayer. Pray for these kids and the community.
Yeah.
You know, they need Jesus. You know, poverty is unbelievable, but, you know, poverty without Christ is even more unbearable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's really the focus while we're here right now is trying to look past that poverty and really look at their needs spiritually.
Wow. Gosh, that sounds so awesome. I want to go down there right now, but I can't.
Come on, girl. I'll pick you up from the airport.
So we can find more information on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So and askaproject.org.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. We'll try to check back in probably next time or whenever you guys are doing something awesome like this again.
Sounds good. Thanks,
okay.
Celeste.
Cool. Thanks. I'll have a good one.
There you go. Celeste from yesterday afternoon catching up with Michelle Schroff down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And Mitch, you know, she's kind of paving the way for you to go out there in July for a few weeks.
Actually, what they're doing is they're building showers in the mission where those kids stay. And that is where I will be staying, is in the mission with them, hanging with them. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to make some really great friendships and relationships there and then cry after 2 weeks because I have to leave.
I mean, you don't have to leave, because I'll have a guest co-host. Maybe I'll just keep him on.
But the torch will burn out. We can't.
We'll announce the special guest co-host at our birthday party, which is coming up Friday, June 14th. It's at the Lobo Theater. House of Heroes, Come Win, going to be playing. We have piñatas.
Piñatas.
Y todo. It's going to be awesome.
Total.
Like the cereal. Do they still make that? They had that when I was a kid. It was really bad.
Para todos. Todo is like all. Todos is all.
Yeah.
I know that from
y
the...
todo.
Puro leche. I can say
total the cereal.
The most Spanish I know...
Terrible.
I know, it really is. I'm going back to Spanish.
Okay.
The most Spanish I know is what I can say, is the words that I can say from the Pledge of Allegiance.
You don't have to say them now.
Puro lealtad a la... Okay. You're really not going to let me do it?
Brand new stuff from Josh Garrels. The song is called Run, which is what I'm about to do.
No, don't go.
Steve-O and
Mitch. In the morning.
Static. Benjamin Dunn and Friends. That went off the Hymn EP. Like a tree.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. We are T-minus 10 minutes away from our dear friend, Pastor Jarrett.
Pastor Jarrett coming on in studio. We hung out with him a bit yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Not here on air.
Yeah.
But like in real life.
Dude. I love him. His family is away, so he's playing Bachelor right now until Monday.
That means a lot of pizza and dirty dishes?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking we need to barbecue because my wife does girls' night. Mm-hmm. Ladies' night?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Girls'
night?
It's ladies' night.
No.
No? Okay.
No, they just go to dinner. And
yeah, they hang out. They have girl time. Necessary.
So, I think we need to have guy barbecue.
Totally.
Yeah. You're not invited, obviously. So.
What?
Yeah, I know.
No. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
You treat me like I'm one of the guys.
I do.
But you don't even invite me to guy night.
No.
Why?
Because it's guy night.
I'm so angry.
I think we'll have to talk about that. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it's Theology Thursday. If you have questions, comments, whatever, something you've been dealing with this week, studio@mystaticradio.com is your way to email us.
All those questions that we didn't answer on Shock Therapy Live because they're too theological.
Yeah.
So that's your time to ask them now. Now is your time.
One thing we will definitely be talking about, the New York City Health Department, their NYC teen website now includes an app that teens can download to their smartphones to get information on sex health, including spots to get birth control and spots for abortions.
You know,
new app.
Here's the thing.
Free app.
I'm not surprised. And I'll tell you guys why later.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about that coming up. Thoughts and opinions. I'm sure the phone lines are going to light up. 505-338-3700. Take a quick break. Coming back, So Save Me. The Oh Hellos, and of course, our dear friend Pastor Jarrett in studio with us next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Matthew Perryman Jones.
It's not over.
I love that song featuring Thad Cockrell, the frontman of Leagues.
So good.
Until the Dawn Appears. Those guys did a tour with Jars of Clay, and while they were on tour, all collaborated and did some really rad music. So, yes.
They got creative and became
friends. Jars of Clay, for making you guys go out on tour together and rocking some incredible music.
Great job.
It's the 9 o'clock hour. It is Thursday, which means Theology Thursday with our dear friend, Pastor Jarrett. Yeah! Woo! I love it. Hailing all the way from San Francisco, Califas.
Good to be here, man.
It's good to have you, bro.
What are these things?
They're slap bracelets. Come on.
Oh, I thought they were do your nails right here.
No, they're not nail boards.
Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater, which I will be at tonight.
Yes, you're going to throw down.
I'm throwing down tonight. We've got Shock Therapy Live is good. What I've been calling it. Myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig, 7:30 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. We're going to be throwing down a live edition of Shock Therapy Live. So,
good. What are you going to talk about?
Just got
what are
me
you doing
whatever people want to ask questions about. We'll see. Awesome. I'm interested to see who's going to stand up and be like, yes, hello, I'm standing in front of all of you other people and peers, and I would like to ask a question about masturbation. I don't see that
that's
happening.
That's not going to happen.
Because that's the purpose of Shock Therapy Live, right. Is we get those phone calls.
Like,
you know what I mean? And it's like anonymous.
And you have to answer them.
And we answer them, and we're like, okay, all right, let's do this. Yeah. But now, it's live. There's going to be an audience with a microphone. Now, I will say this, because there are some crazy questions that we get. And so there's going to be a texting system so that if people have questions like that,
right,
they can text them in and
censored.
Just boom and hit us on the screen. And then we'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Shock Therapy Live tonight at the Lobo Theater, 7:30 p.m. And that's your domain. That's where you hang.
Yes, it is.
And right now, that's where Johnny Depp hangs.
And I'm going to go have fish tacos down there pretty soon.
Oh, my
gosh. This afternoon. Which
that's
is great.
Totally cool.
So,
with Johnny Depp?
Not with Johnny.
No.
It would be nice.
It would be cool.
Yeah. They were filming out there actually earlier this week, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, rocking a new movie here that's going to be like the next Matrix apparently.
It's going to be amazing.
I keep hearing that's like the next big epic sci-fi.
It's cool.
Like I thought episode 7 was going to be that, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's some good stuff going on. Speaking of good stuff, it's Theology Thursday. But you know what? It's gearing up for summertime. People are out and about. In fact, you're playing Bachelor this week because your family's rocking some awesome stuff.
Yeah, they're already into their summer.
In summer.
I mean, they've already hit Disney. They've been there for 3 days, and now they cruised up to Northern California, and they're hanging out, and they're swimming probably right now.
That's
this
cool.
morning. So, ocean, you know, the whole bit. So it's a good stuff.
So when playing Bachelor, what are you going to be doing for the next few days?
I think I've watched every movie on Netflix.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. It gets so quiet at the house. You know, you don't realize. And, you know, I have kids.
Oh, dude,
I have a lot of documentaries.
So it's just, there's always noise. And then when you go home, it's like quiet.
Right.
So
it's like kind of creepy. Is it
weird? Yeah, it can be. So after watching a few movies or whatever, then it's like, it's time to go to bed.
Have you eaten
you know,
in a few
I
days?
Have. Okay. I have.
Has it been healthy?
Not very good. Actually, some it has. Yeah, I try to make sure I eat a good salad. You know, you got to have the greens.
Dude, when I'm a bachelor, like one, I sleep on the couch. Like I can never sleep in my bed because I can't even go to sleep. Like, I can't go to bed without my wife. Like, if she's up, I'm like, can we go to bed? I'm going to stay up. You go to bed. Oh, I'll just stay up.
You know, when
I stay up because I can't go to sleep if she's not there. So I'll like sleep on the couch if she's out of town, bro.
I hear you. Most guys, though, you live on protein. I don't know what it is. You like cook a steak. You don't have to make anything else.
Absolutely.
Just eat some meat and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And then you're just like.
I blow through a lot of money when she's gone because normally it's like, all right, so B-dubs then. I'll get some wings and I'll just get like 60 wings, and that'll last me for 3 days.
That's
so, me too.
That's how
it is. Keep reheating the same wings. So, you know? No?
Hey, good burrito and some wings, you're good to go.
Yeah. In fact, you just get a tortilla, throw the wings in the tortilla, and you've got a burrito.
Oh, there you go.
Just saying. That's what happens with
summertime.
Bachelor.
Summertime, though. It's good
summertime.
Stuff.
Lots. You found a list, actually, of like must-dos over the summer, so we
Which
need to like
funny.
Start
yeah,
checking these off our list.
It's crazy. You know, I think about the top 10 things, this is according to Yahoo, of course, and you could trust them because they're like the Bible, so it's great.
Of course.
But, you know, going from 10 down, it was funny, I was reading this list, the first one was most people get jobs, like, you know, whether you're in high school or college, top 10 is people get jobs.
Oh, yeah.
9, they go to the park.
They go to the park?
Yeah, that's
like, just
like
to
saying,
hang out?
I'm like, this hit the top 10 list, I'm like, number 9, that means that you're stupid bored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 9. Go to concerts, which is a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. We got our birthday bash coming up.
Yes, I have 3 concerts, and it's like the grand finale is our birthday concert, and I'm so excited.
You have 3 concerts within like a 2-week span.
Yes, I'm going to see Mumford in 1 week from today.
Good.
And then I'm going to see
Hillsong.
Hillsong.
Yes.
And then House of Heroes.
Yes,
and I'm so excited.
Or their birthday bash.
You're going to be like concert overloaded.
Oh my gosh, I'm so stoked.
I'm really amped for the birthday bash. Was talking to the House of Hero guys yesterday. They are practicing right now. They had to do a lot of, my dear friend Matt Lott, bass player for House of Heroes, was like, dude, I'm getting my butt kicked right now because we're bringing out some crazy songs. So you just be ready.
Like,
he's from Mississippi. So
I'm looking forward to that.
I can't
be
wait.
Awesome.
Yeah, tickets available right now, mystaticradio.com. All right, so this list.
Yes.
Go to the park. Go to concerts. Get a job.
Yeah, get a job. Because you're going to need money to go to the park.
Do?
Well, you know, it goes down and talks about working out. Some people start that, you know, springtime.
I said, is there anything we can do?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Vacation was one of them. And it was like, yeah, go travel to a relative's house. And it goes on and describes, you know, do this in a way. Make sure you call in advance. But, you know, that's like just state swapping.
What if all
your
relatives are dead?
Yeah, well... You go to the park.
I'm sorry. You go to the park.
Or cemetery.
Yeah,
whatever you want to do. So.
Oh, then you kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Because you're going to the park.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's like grass there. You can bring your
pushing
dog.
Pushing daisies. Yeah.
I love that show.
Never even heard of that show. What?
Yeah. Call pushing. Never mind.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. But.
Those all seem like normal and kind of boring.
But, you know, who wants to really get in a car and drive for 400 miles or whatever?
My wife.
That's just crazy.
Is she a driver? She likes
in this heat and all that. I'm like, forget that.
I
can understand, you know, get in a plane and go to, like, Hawaii, the Caribbean
Islands.
It's like a
2-hour, 3-hour flight. So good.
But here's the thing. Summer. It's almost like I'd rather sit home. You know what I mean? All summer
and watch
nothing.
Documentaries on Netflix. Yes.
And you know what? Don't move because it's so hot. And the swamp cooler is not working that
well. That's right. But your winter. Now in the wintertime,
that's when
that should
go
be
crazy.
The summer. That's when you should fly and go to Hawaii.
Okay.
When it's rainy and cold and you're like, you know what? That's my summer.
See, my wife,
they should
you know,
it.
She's toured all over the world in the Echo and Green.
Oh, so
and
she likes
so
that.
She loves driving because she loved being out
it's
on
like
the road.
Nostalgia.
So anytime we go, if we go
that's
on.
How Nixon is.
If we go on trips, she wants to drive. Like, I want to drive. Okay.
My wife won't let me drive.
Yeah.
When we're on trips.
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
I won't let my husband drive if it's nighttime because he has the worst nighttime vision.
See?
So a week from today, I'm going to be sleeping right around now, right after the show, because I know that I'm going to have to drive home.
See?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to be here the next day.
You say. We'll
I
see.
I will be. Look, no
we'll
crossies.
See.
I will be. I give you my word.
That means nothing.
Oh,
best intentions.
Wow.
What is that thing where it's like best intentions and mean? I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever. So anyways. All right. So we need to come up with a better list of things to do this summer.
Couple last things.
Okay.
Go to the mall. Which, no, thank you.
No, have you seen our malls?
Especially here.
Go to the movies.
The, like, Coronado Mall Walk, where you got, like, the dudes with their hands in their girlfriend's pockets.
If you do the Coronado Mall
Walk,
we're talking about you. It's not okay.
Oh, it's not cool. It's not cool, bro. Get your hands out of her pockets. I want to slap you.
But the movies,
Yeah.
Movies. Or you can go swimming.
There's some good flicks coming out this summer.
Swimming.
So, swimming. That's good.
But see,
if it was like, hey, we're going to Huntington Beach, we're going to swim in the ocean, that's different. And they're like, hey, bro, my friend's got a pool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pee in it. It's great.
So much chlorine, it doesn't even matter.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
The only movie really worth going to in the summer is a drive-in.
Dude.
I've never been to a drive-in.
Yeah, it's called Century Rio now.
Yeah, it used to be. That was where I saw the Crow there.
Of course you did.
At the drive-in on my stereo speakers.
You know, that's something that needs to come back. Drive-ins need to come back, and that would be just awesome.
I hear, like, in New Mexico, there's a couple places that still actually
have
the drive-in.
But I don't know where they are.
Like Alamogordo or somewhere. I can't remember. Some obscure,
away.
Small little town where they still have a drive-in.
You need to do a modern techno one. Just
that would be
really
rad.
Cool. Yeah.
And nowadays, because back then...
Well, you just tune into the station.
Yeah, you could tune into the station, or there was this, they would, like, way back when, you clipped this little speaker onto the side of your window.
Oh.
That almost broke it.
That almost broke your window. It was like this big old metal speaker, and that's how it was like...
Yeah.
And that's how you heard the movie. It was like this. It was like super old school, like, and everyone is talking like this. Dad, turn on the speaker. I have no idea what is happening right now. Yeah.
And it's only like coming out of one area of the car, so you can barely hear.
It's awesome.
Love it.
Stever nailed it right there. We need to go find
I wanna go to,
like a scavenger hunt. Go seek out That'd random
be so amazing.
Drive-in
to
place.
Have one.
They don't have one
no,
here.
No, you just project it on
well,
a screen.
Our, yeah, our church actually this last week did an outreach thing, and they showed Brave on the side of our church building. And like see? 200 people. Showed I'm not. Ex- that's not pastor's yeah, count. Like- that's like a real normal human count. 200 people came out of the woodwork because they saw Brave on the side of a building, and people came out and hung out. And
see?
It was great.
Cool.
There was popcorn, and it was a total free event.
Well, you know
I
what?
That.
That'll get people out.
And
right.
that, that's what it is. It's because of families, you know, you
right.
think about. I mean, that's a cheap event that you can go to, but you're outside. You're able to watch the movie. It's
yeah,
awesome.
It's pretty fresh.
You know, in Concord, in the Bay Area, I went to a drive-in about 2 years ago.
Okay,
and we took our family, pulled our trucks in. You know, had the.
Oh yeah.
It was awesome. It is. It's a great experience.
Yeah. So, if you can find one these days.
I know.
Nowadays, everybody's about 3D, IMAX, crazy. Yeah. You can't exactly do that at the drive-in. So, crazy, awesome summer experiences. We want to know your list. We found Yahoo's list of top 10 best things to do this summer, but it's kind of lacking, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, what's on your list of the top 10 summer things to do? Dude, June starts on Saturday.
I know.
Number one on my list, birthday bash. Telling you, bro. Get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. It's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss out on that. Come Wind, House of Heroes. There you go. Yahoo's top 10 list of summer things to do. Whatever. What's your top 10 list? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. We are the city. A song called Baptism. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Hey.
Happy Thursday. It is 9:35 now.
Happy, happy.
Pastor Jarrett.
And it's
great
just
to be
about
here.
To
you
be...
know what? I like this now. This reminds me more of Oakland. And that's,
there you go.
I was actually a little closer to Oakland.
Summertime. So.
It's actually more like Bel Air. But
we found Yahoo's top 10 list of summer things to do, and it's boring, and we want yours because we need cool, cheap things to do this summer. So
it's true.
Hit us up, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So should I start reading?
No, 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 no. Let's just wait. Awkward silence.
Okay. You can't even handle it, Jarrett. You couldn't handle it.
I had to hum or something. It's you can't do that on
air. Are you
on
one of those?
That's like,
well, I yeah.
Wow.
But that
our
was
1 year
anniversary is like 4 days away.
It,
you
it
still can't
me,
read me.
It shows me. No, it shows you how much you haven't taught me.
Wow. All right, we'll see in a few weeks. I'm going to have a different co-host, and we'll see if he can read me better. Find out.
So do I start reading the comments now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, hold on, let me set it up again. So we found Yahoo's top 10 summer list of things to do, but we thought we would take yours, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh, is that where I read
it? Yeah, that's where you're, okay. No, really, bro, start reading.
Totally.
I don't want to anymore.
So Alvin said,
I'll read it.
There you go.
Alvin says, off-road, up the mountains, and go swimming in a lake.
That's cool.
Go airsoft. Airsofting?
Yeah.
What is airsofting?
It's like those guns, those airsoft guns.
Oh,
they
yeah.
shoot little like rubber
those
pellets that, yeah.
You shoot.
Kids were doing that in my neighborhood the other day.
I don't know,
but those were all over my driveway.
Oh, really? Oh.
And
you should have scooped them up.
I feel like Wonder Woman.
Save them.
It looks sweet, huh?
He said, also go camping, and you can't forget mudding, and I don't know what mudding is.
Here's what sucks, though, is like, my boys are 9 and 7. They're not old enough. I wanted to go, like, airsoft or paintball, and everywhere you go, it's like, gotta be 12, you gotta be 10, you gotta be older
really?
To shoot somebody. Yeah, it's like, come on, get my 7-year-old a gun. No? Okay.
Nope.
Am I the only one here? All right.
You put your eye out. That's
yeah,
what happened.
Exactly. Come on. They give you like all the gear. My sons want to, once
oh, yeah,
they learned
decked out.
There was such a thing called paintball, they freaked. They're like,
that
and you shoot each
like
other?
So I'm like, much
oh, yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Yeah, with paint.
My brother and I, when we grew up, man, we didn't have the airsoft thing, so we
yeah.
just used real BB guns.
We did too!
And put those big jackets
so
on
we.
And just tag
yeah.
each other. It was awesome.
We had-
Until he would shoot me. I'd take off my shirt, you know, it was summertime, and then I'd go out, and it was
yeah.
like bare back. Bam!
Oh!
In the back!
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Older brothers, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm the oldest.
You know,
I'm that brother.
You were that brother?
Here's why.
No,
here's
you're
why
your brother.
I apologize.
Brothers.
I'm the oldest, and I was the... No, I was the crazy one. Trust me.
That
it's
would
because,
be a,
yeah. It's because this. And as a parent, Jarrett, you can back me up on this. the first kid is really kind of the experiment. You don't know what you're doing, parenting.
Just give them whatever.
You're just kind of trying to figure things out. So by the end, like, the younger siblings are a little better.
They got
But the first one got was the, he was the experiment. He was the gerbil. He was like the pet gerbil they just kind of experimented on and turned out pseudo crazy. And so I apologize for the, big brothers out there, because we were just crazy and we didn't know any better because our parents didn't know how to raise us correctly yet.
I will say, though, that older brothers or older sisters, though, they kind of expect things, though. You know what I mean? It's like they have the right. They're kind of high maintenance in a way. You know what I mean?
I will.
Yeah. Little spoiled in a way, like, hey, I'm the firstborn. I got what's coming to me, and the rest of the kids,
I was a jerk big brother.
Really?
Yeah, I would constantly say, well, mom loves me most.
Because you've been around longer.
I've been around the longest, so obviously, and she'd have to correct me, I've loved you the longest, doesn't mean I love you the most. No, it just means she loves me the most, because there's more love in there from time. So, I was a jerk, man.
You know, I was thinking
poor
about...
My little brother.
Yo, man.
And sister.
Well, you used to fight with your brother, too.
Oh, constantly.
See, that's a good summer. Yeah. That's a good summer event. I mean, my brother and I, we would just, like, hands out. We'd go make nunchucks in the backyard. We'd take razor blades and make our little ninja stars, put nails together, you know. That's a good summer.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'd throw it at
construction sites were the best.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah.
My backyard was a construction site.
That is a beautiful summer right there. When you could just, your mom says, get out of the house.
Yeah.
And she, you know something's wrong when they make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 7:30 in the morning, they give it to you.
And say, get out.
And get out. And, be back by dinner time.
Yeah.
And my mom used to literally walk out the door when I was five, and she would just yell, time for dinner. You know what I mean?
I have a gnarly scar over on my right leg because of screwing around in a construction site.
It's awesome.
I fell off something, and there was a nail sticking out somewhere, and it was like, right into my leg. Yeah. So, glad I didn't get, like,
tetanus?
Yeah, or something gnarly like that. But construction, like, abandoned construction sites were my favorite.
You guys have canals here. I know in California they're everywhere, and we would go surf them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that?
Like the arroyos? No. We would skate in the arroyos.
We would either get a rope tied to the back end of a truck and drive down on like a bodyboard, or take our jet skis and throw them in there and ride them. Oh, yeah.
We don't have water.
That's good summer fun.
We're the desert.
Oh, that's
ours were dried out, so we would just skate them.
There's usually much water when it rains for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, so, and then the ditch witch would show up.
Your history.
La Llorona?
There was the ditch witch, and it was like, ditches are deadly, stay away. And after that, I was like, I can't go in there, bro. I can't skate in there. The ditch witch
killed her kids in that.
Yeah. It was terrifying story.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
and it was like a city thing, and they would, ditch witch, stay away. Ditches are deadly. Yeah, so we knew not to go in the ditches anymore because the ditch witch would hide in the arroyos.
Psychology, bro.
And just take you down with her into the trenches
of
hell.
That would ruin your summer.
Yeah.
You know?
It literally would. Yeah.
So we had to find better ways to spend our summer. And
thanks for bringing it back.
Thieves says, camping, traveling, or driving.
I love camping.
Mm-hmm. Bike trips, making music, paint, draw, etc., which is actually really fun. Like, you get some canvas, some acrylic paint. I love that.
Me too. That's
bonfires,
good.
Game nights, building stuff, the beach, and Disneyland.
There you go. I like all of that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had
a
bonfire.
Disneyland, it's so expensive.
In the summertime, my brother and I, we were in Southern California, and we were in a place called Ontario, and my brother and I got a gasoline tank, a gallon of gas, and we went out to a field next to our apartment lit it up. So we had a barbecue out there, and the fire trucks come, and of course. Oh, yeah. And we were just young. I mean, I was like 5 years old. My brother was maybe like six.
What?
It was awesome. Now, that's a good summer.
Okay. Half the stuff I did as a child, I'm like, where was my mom?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What was she doing? Like, how did she not know that I was doing this?
505-338-3700.
I can't give another story?
No. Yeah,
go
of
course.
For it.
The best is when you can take, remember the caps that you have for a cap gun?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and you pour a little gasoline in a little thing. Oh, man. Although I caught on fire, my brother had to roll me around.
Okay, don't do any of this. That Pastor Jared is telling you to do. Yeah.
Oh,
this is amazing. We found a list of top 10 summer things to do that was mostly boring, so we wanted your top 10 list. Let us know, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Eric says, bonfire, movies with friends, blast 80s music while cruising, chill at home, take a nap, church camp, annual San Diego trip with the youth group.
Nice.
Talking to long-lost friends and Disneyland.
Most people are saying Disneyland.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Must be nice. It's like $200 a kid. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Gotta sneak
one
in.
That's just stupid expensive.
He can't walk. Are you sure? He can't walk.
You're like, holy terrible. Static.
Yo, I got some good ones.
Yes, bull boy.
I remember one summer, my mom used to work two jobs, and my mom and dad were divorced, so we'd be home. And he's 8 years older than me, so I was probably like eight or something like that. But I remember him stripping all my clothes off and throwing me outside.
Yep.
Nice.
That's cute.
Yeah, and all my friends were out there, and yeah, I cried.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times.
And then, dude, across the street, there used to be this place called Western Graphics. It was like a copy place where you go, you know, for graphics. And it had a loading zone. You know how it would drop down, the trucks would back down into it, and then it had the dock right there where it would unload the truck. Well, when it would rain, that thing used to just get full of water.
Nice.
And we'd jump in there, play rock fight, and then what else? There was a carpet place we'd break in, like we'd cut the gate.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at night, we would go, and there's just, I mean, hundreds of rolls of carpet piled up.
Okay.
And we'd spread them out, and we'd launch off them, WrestleMania. Oh, it was, dude.
See?
Amazing.
Who needs Disneyland?
I mean,
and who needs a swimming pool when you can do that? That's
exactly.
Sweet.
And then what happened? No, I've never seen kids out playing football on the street no more, or baseball.
Right.
It's because they're not safe.
They're in my neighborhood,
because the
bro.
Ditch witch is going to get them, bro. That's why.
They're in my neighborhood. Every day I know I better go 10 miles an hour, because you have to take a lot of turns to get to my house. And it seems like every street there's I'm interrupting either a football or a basketball game in the front driveway.
See, that's good.
And the best part when you're playing is when you go, car! And then everybody stops and it passes by.
And then they give you the worst. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm trying to drive home. I'm sorry. And I always feel like a jerk.
I have to get home.
My bad. That dude was driving the lane. Sorry. I stopped it. Sorry.
Good times, man. Good times. Love you guys.
Yeah, love you too, bro. Pool boy from Cruces.
There you go.
We want to know your top 10 list for the summer. Let's not do Disneyland.
I love
the free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, playing in the street, the ice cream man comes by. You know, you get the whole deal. I don't know if you guys have ice cream people.
We do have ice cream people here.
Oh, no. The other day, okay, I was really excited because as a kid growing up, the ice cream man would never come down my street.
Really?
Never. Because I live down, like, an old
Did
person's
you have
street.
Any money?
Yeah, we had money, but I was also the only kid on the block.
They knew.
Yeah, they're like, there's not even, there's one person down there that might not even come out. So, the other day, I hear the ice cream truck, and I know that I have $1.25, and I'm like,
what
oh
is
my
it about
gosh.
That?
I'm
yeah,
so
you hear
excited.
The music?
I'm gonna, and then You're this like, little, this little, oh my gosh, so upsetting. Ice cream truck gets closer and closer, and then I look.
Mm-hmm.
Minivan.
Oh.
Ice cream minivan? No, thank you. You can't
that?
Even roll down that window.
Yeah, you need something that's
like,
really
this is
ghetto.
Super sketchy. You are not selling me ice cream. I know it.
Yeah.
Our new neighborhood, I haven't seen an ice cream man yet. And I just got sad because the dude at our old house,
he knew.
Ice cream truck every day. Bro is cool.
I just had an idea. We should make a static ice cream truck.
And just
and
go
drive
out.
Around, play music, and get
and give people ice cream.
Let's do it for summer.
That's amazing. We
that's
have
a really
fan.
Good idea.
Let's do it.
We do have a static.
I'm serious.
With no windows.
Just open the door.
We're like,
throw.
Hey, creepers, check it out. Got some ice cream back here. No, we probably shouldn't do that.
It actually would be fun.
It would be fun.
Throw out some stickers.
Well, that's a good idea.
Make sure
Maybe we'll set locations like, hey, we're going to be at this park handing out ice cream, so come here. Don't come to the back of our van.
That's too
what?
Safe.
I'm just gorilla ice cream truck style.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
totally. Never know where we're at. Nobody would ever get any free ice cream.
I think you should have
know.
A pair of clowns in the back that jump out and scare the kids, too. That would be beautiful, right?
Yes,
there.
Please. I will be the clown. Awesome. I'm not even joking. I will be the clown.
There's no seatbelts in the back. It's just like this big, giant open space. So,
yeah.
Rolling around in the back with the ice cream. We'll figure
so
it out.
So all you need to do is go to Costco, get the ice cream, you're set.
Boom. This is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Keep
I'm
it locked
you.
For details on that. We are definitely going to have to do that sometime this summer. That's on
for
the list.
Sure.
Give us some good ideas. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It was great being here with you guys.
It was great having you here today, bro. You are down
looking
at Calvary
tonight?
Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
7:30 tonight at Renovate. It is Shock Therapy Live. Myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig. And we're going big, dude. We're going live.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. So you can check out details on Renovate at renovateabq.org. And, of course, Pastor Jarrett, you can catch you every single Sunday morning at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. You guys throw down a service at 11.
Yes. We don't like to get up early. That's why.
Yeah, no.
No, oh, I like that.
It's all
that.
The cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sundays should be that way. You know what I mean? You wake up a little later.
Until football season. That's when people the football fans want to go to the early service.
I always know when it's football time because I'm standing on stage like for the choir or I'm singing and I'm like, wow, it's really packed in the 8 o'clock. Football.
Right.
Football. Got it. You guys aren't dedicated to football.
True story.
I know what's going on.
Well, I think I'm going to go buy a ghetto pool from
like an above-ground pool?
No. Just like one of those small ones, you know?
Okay, a kiddie pool? Why?
Foot and a half. Hey, that's like the best thing.
It's just him.
Because you can empty it out when the water's like, you know, 400 degrees.
Yeah. What's he say? Yeah. Or just full of nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in my backyard. I mean... You know, what else can you do here? Get some ice cream.
That's why we need your ideas.
Please take Instagram that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's it for us. We're out. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Fun Joke Friday.
Sam Swan.
Possibly. And it's going to be good times. And the final day of May.
Ooh.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That's it.
Birthday Bash, that means it's 2 weeks away. You can get your tickets right now to our second birthday party. It's going down Friday, June 14th with House of Heroes, Come Wind. Tickets, details, mystaticradio.com. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Thanks, dude. Thanks for
Adios.
Kicking it.
Thank All you, right. man.
Love it.
Appreciate it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.